Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Mem Vav. Shabbos Mem Vav, and again, we are in the sugyas of Muksa. Next time, we'll get back to another sugya in Muksa, but today we will pick up on a Shas topic that comes up all the time regarding to many different mitzvos, but we'll pick up on one line on Mem Vav Amabez here in Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara here quotes the Mishnah later on. The Gemara here, Mem Vav Amabez, quotes the Mishnah later on daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says there about Hafaras Nedarim. Right? What is this doing here? Because the question is, if somebody made a neder before Shabbos, so when the item, you know, Shabbos started, the item was off limits to me. So maybe, is that muksa? Is that not muksa? Do I think that maybe I could go to the Chacham on Shabbos and have Hafaras Nedarim? Maybe the husband's going to be made for the neder on Shabbos. Therefore, it won't be. So we've had examples already of something that could become Muksud, so then maybe it's not muksa. Right? We had earlier Tevel, Mukhanu Eitzel Shabbos, if Shim Avar Vitikno Matukan. Right? If you violated and did Afrasha on Shabbos, then it's Besukan. So here the Mishnah says, Kufnun Zayin Amar Aleph, the last Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos. One is allowed, the husband, Hafar is the husband, can be Mefir, his wife's Nether on Shabbos. Vinishalin Lenedarim, and he could be Nishal, what does Nishal mean? To a Chacham, Lenedar, Shein Letzarcha Shabbos. And so it could be Nishal, where the husband has limits on the types of Nedarim, he could be Mayfair, right? Dvarim should be Nolaveina, Dvarim should be Minu Nefesh, and Vinish Alin, and Nishal, and you could have Nedarim Es, Shehain, Litzarech, Ha Shabbos. That is what our Gemara quotes. Just Derech Aga first, why the difference in Lashon? Mefirin Nedarim, the husband can be Mefir, and then Nishalin Linedarim. Why doesn't it say Matirin Nedarim? Because that's what the Chacham does. So here there's a machlokes between the Tosfos Yontif and the Rishash. The Tosfos Yontif, right here on the Mishnah, on this last Mishnah, Masechah Shabbos, says, why does it say Nishalin? Lefisha Haneder HaMutarai De Chacham Tzara Chakira Alacharata. Because when a Chacham is Matir Neder, he has to do research, right? What, all the rules that we have in Masechah Zedarim. Was there, did the person feel sorry? Is there something new that he didn't know about? Imhi Meikara Va'ala Pesach in Poschimba Hilkach Tni Nishalin Sha'chacham Sho'el Bahem V'chayotze Ba'elu Aval Hafara Dili Isha Hinichu B'Lashana Kasav. But Hafara, the husband just hears about it, he's Mefer. Like the Lashon says, hey, Hafer Yafer, She'ain Sarach She'ela, you don't need She'ela. That is the Tosfos Yontif's comment. If you look in the Rishash quotes the Tosfos Yontif, it says, no, Dover Pashut, Nira Mishum Debal Mefer Nidre Ishto Shlomi Daita. Even though if the wife is not around, the wife doesn't know about it. If the husband hears that a wife made a neder, he can be made for even if she's not there. You have to ask the chacham to be matir neder. That's why nishalin nedarim. You don't need the nishal for the husband. But the husband could do it even without the wife knowing. That's the Gemara, fascinating line in Maseches Nazir. How often did Rabbi Akiva cry? We know Rabbi Akiva did not cry at the end of his life when he was being killed. The end of Maseches Brachas. But the Gemara here quotes an amazing brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Isha hafeirah Hashem yislach la. The pasuk says in Matos, the husband will be made for the neder, and Hashem shall grant forgiveness. So he asked the Gemara, what do you mean? If there was no neder because the husband got rid of it, so then what kind of forgiveness do you need? Like the Rishash just mentioned. The woman made a neder, she's not going to eat hamburgers. The husband was made for her neder without her knowing, and then she goes to eat a hamburger. Was she mutter to eat a hamburger? Yes. There was nothing wrong. The husband had made for the neder. She didn't know about it. Says the Torah, you still need kapara. Ukshayer ma'egia Rabbi Akiva etzel pasik zeh. Says the Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel, when Rabbi Akiva used to read this pasik, hayaboche, used to cry. Why did he cry? Uma mishin is kavin lalos biado basar chazir. Vala biado basar tle. If somebody has kavanah to eat pig, and he ended up eating kosher, ton kapara v'slicha. This case, the woman thought she was doing an aveira, and she really wasn't doing an aveira. And yet she needs slicha v'kapara. Hamis kavin lalos so surely if somebody does an aveira, surely they have to do tshuva, right? So this is the halacha that the Rishash on our Mishnah was referring to. There is just a fascinating comment by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Ashas on that Gemara Nazar Chaf Gimel. Why the afkul is Rabbi Akiva the one that was crying? Out of all the Tanoim, when he got to this pasuk, used to cry, "Oy vey," right? This aveira that really wasn't done. So he quotes, unbelievable Bakias. He quotes, "Dafka Rabbi Kiva Yeboche, de mevuar bezorah kadosh, ubaharizal, da asara haruge malchus, hayogilgul asara shvatim, shemachres Yosef." The Asar Aruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs, the 10 Tanam that we read about on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, they were Gilgulim, whatever that means. They were connected, their neshamas were connected to the 10 Shvatim. The Yosef Amar Lahem, and what did Yosef tell them? Yosef said at the, in Parshas of Vayechi, I think, right, or Vayigash, right, you thought you were doing something bad, but really it was good. What was the whole Yosef story? It was Ke'ilu they sold the Naveira, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was all part of the divine plan. So it was Ke'ilu, it wasn't a Naveira, so to speak. Chashatam alay l'roi, lokim chashva l'tova, v'yim kein, cheita mechira, havi kiniskavin l'basar chazer, v'ala biyado basar tle. It was similar to this type of Aveira. V'Rabbi Akiva mevuar, shaya gilgal Shimon. And Rabbi Akiva, it's quoted in these sources, that he was connected to Shimon, the Shevet. Lakach hayilo yisurin gedolim yoser mikulam. Lefisha Shimon nichnas ba'ovi akor. Shimon and Levi were the two major ones. V'yalkein Rabbi Akiva daika. Rabbi Akiva dafka, when he got to this pasuk, he cried. Kishiga mikrozel yeboche titzarech lakabal yisurin gedolim avr chay mechiras Yosef. Unbelievable Kabbalistic idea. But either way, this was the Rosh Hashanah's comment on our Gemara, that the language used in the Gemara, in the Mishnah that's quoted here, is nishalin by a chacham and hafara by a husband. But either way, now getting to our issue that we are going to discuss. So the Gemara here says, Mefir Nedarim Shabbos, V'Nishol Nedarim Shilin Tzorach HaShabbos, V'Yamai, why could that be done on Shabbos? V'Leima, Miyemer, Dimizdachik, Labal. Who said, maybe the item should be Muksa. Maybe the woman, when she made the nether, has thinking, who says that the husband's going to be made for it? And therefore, there should be an issue of Muksa. Miyemer. Answer, Hasam Kidrav Pinchas Mishmei Derava. No, here is your Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Dabar Pinchas Mishmei Derava, Kolon Oderes, Aldaz Bailin Oderes. When a woman makes a neder, she has her husband in mind. She always knows that her neder is going to be Aldas, her husband being happy with it. And therefore, if her husband's not going to be happy with it, she's always, so to speak, Yoshevu Mitzape. Like the language used earlier by Rabbi Shimon, Yoshevu Mitzape for the candle to go out, Yoshevu Mitzape that the husband will take care of it. And this yisod of Rav Pinchas Mishmei Derav is also quoted in Maseches Nida. Again, in a halachic context, the Gemara there talks about a nisuin derabanan, or even not a full marriage. So the Gemara talks about hafaras nedarim there. The Gemara says if she was already previously married. The Gemara talks about ein bal mefer bekodmin. So the Gemara says kederah pinchas mishrei the rava. Darbar and pinchas mishrei the rava kol noderes al das baila hi noderes. And the problem of being mefer bekodmin. What does that mean? That a husband can't be mefer a neder that she took before she got married. That's only a problem when they didn't know each other at all. But if they knew each other, if they had some type of connection, rei v'chi amrina ein bal mefer bekodmin says Rashi there hecha delesla bal. But here, this katana, there was still a marriage derabanan, and therefore it's enough for kala noderes al das bailahi noderes. 2 points. Tosfos not here, but Tosfos there. He has such a solid kasha. Tosfos says, 1 second. We have this svara of the woman. Whatever she makes a neder, she has her husband in mind. Al das bailahi noderes. Therefore, her husband can be made for it, even in this more flexible way. Ask Tosfos. So, what do you need this din Torah for, of the husband being made for nidre ishto? It sounds like it's an implicit tonight. It's an umdana. The woman always has it in her mind. The Torah comes up with this chiddush gadol. The husband can be made for nidre ishto. Ask Tosfos. You can't learn this sugya. You can't understand this pasuk in Chumash without this Tosfos. Nida mem vav amebeis. Ask Tosfos. What do you need the chiddush haTorah of hafaras adoram by the husband if the svara of kolab noderes al das bailui noderes? So answer Tosfos, 2 answers. Number one, v'yesh lomar. You're right, you don't need it for that. No, the chiddush of, once the husband says, okay, accept the neder, he can't then go along and be made for it later in the day. So maybe that's the chiddush. You're right, HaFaras HaDorim wouldn't need it. Or, inami, mishum da'amar achmana, baal mefer, kamar de'la'olam, al daito hinoderes. Because the Torah says baal mefer, that's why it's connected. The Torah says it. Again, the Israq Inami Mishum to Amar Achmana Baal Mefer Kamar Dulolam Adaitu Noderes. It's because the Torah says it. I mean, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah, what's the Svara for the Chiddush HaTorah, says Tosfos. Why does the Baal have that ability? Because of Kala Mefer Aldas. That's finally he noderes. We'll get back to that in a second. There are other days in the Tosa Rosh in that the Gemara Nida says maybe the Chiddush is even if she says beferish, I hate my husband, I don't care what my husband says. Even if he's not happy with it, So that's a chiddush, meaning it's automatic. Or the Ritva says the chiddush is not dvarim shebelef. But there is a kasha that Rav Asher Weiss asks on this halacha, among other halachas as well. What is the second day of Tosfos here? Tosfos says, the Torah says that the husband can be made for Nidre Ishto, and the Gemara says, why? Kala Noderis, Aldas Baili Noderis. This isn't a mitzvah in the normal sense of a kiyama mitzvah. There is a parsha of Nedarim. The Rambam quotes many times. There are mitzvos of Inyanim, right? Bor and Eish. The Rambam counts as mitzvos. There's the mitzvah of Bor. There's no mitzvah to go mazik somebody that they bor. There's no mitzvah to do Eish. But there's a mitzvah to follow these halachas. Bor and Eish. Toin v'nitan. The Rambam holds as a mitzvah. Nachla, even Yerusha. Yerusha, following the laws of Yerusha. The Rambam holds is a mitzvah. Again, a mitzvah doesn't mean a chi of mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah. So the Nedarim is also a mitzvah in that sense. But as Rav Asher Weiss, we know that there is a machlokes tanoim, whether we are darshinan taima dekra or not. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Baba Metzia has the machlokes, whether darshinan taima dekra or not darshinan taima dekra, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes about? The context of that machlokes, if you remember, is the Mishnah about returning a security of an almana, of a widow. So the Mishnah says, almana ben shi ani or ben shi ashira ein mamashkin osa, you can't take a mashkon from an almana, whether she is rich or whether she is poor. But that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, no, she's rich, you can take a mashkon. Mamashkin osa, you can take a mashkon if she owes you money. Ani ay mashkin osa. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan tamin to kra. Right, you don't care if she's poor or rich. The Torah says, don't take a mashkon. And Rabbi Shimon, darshina time at the kra. And therefore, why can't you take a mashkon? It must be because she's a poor lady. And you got to go return it to her. And therefore, with darshina time at the kra. The Gemara says, don't you have the opposite machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Behuda, when it comes to how many wives a king is allowed to marry? Right, machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Behuda. Rabbi Shimon Behuda says, he could have 100 wives, as long as they're not Maser his heart. There's no limit. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even one wife is if the one wife is Maser his heart. Rabbi Shimon says the Torah says Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim. Period. Doesn't matter what kind of wife it is. So what do you see from there? Rabbi Shimon is not darshin in time at the Kra, and Yehuda is. So the Gemara ends up saying that really we don't darshin time at the Kra. According to Yehuda, us is mefurish b'kra. Okay, fine. But what do you see from there? We generally don't decide halacha within mitzvos based on tameh hamitzvos. Tamei mitzvos are nice to give us a chizik in understanding the mitzvah. Like the Rambam writes at length in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, the last halacha of Hilchos Me'ilah, the Rambam says it's a good idea to try to figure out tamei mitzvos. Not that that's going to influence halacha and the inner workings of the mitzvah. But for us, like the Bali Musar point out, tamei, reason, is the same shorish, as the same word as tam, a taste. When we understand the reason for something, so then it tastes good and it's easier to do. But it's not like a chok. So that's what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. Roy lo adam lizbonein b'mishpati ha-Torah ha-kadosha. V'leida sofin yanu kifi kocho. You have to try to understand the laws of the Torah ha-kadosha, the Rambam says. The Holy Torah. V'davar shelo yimsa lo tam, v'lo yeda lo eila, al ye kal be'enav, v'lo yaros v'alos al Hashem, pen yifrotzbo. If you can't figure out a reason, so don't violate, don't overshoot. Right, realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the time of mitzvahs. So again, we have to try to research it, but we can't decide halacha based on it. There is an exception to the rule, not darshin and time of dekra, but there is a limited yesod. It appears in two places in Shas, really one and a half, but the Rishonim quoted in five or six or seven more places, and that's the principle of Masra Akasav L'Chachamim. Masra Akasav L'Chachamim, that comes up in the Gemara, Beferish by the Isra Malachan Chalamoid. This Malach on Chalamoid, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches. This Malach on Chalamoid is based on Masra Hakasov LaChachamim. What does that mean? The Pasuk gives over power to the Chachamim. So that is a unique context where the Torah allows the rabbis to define the contours of the mitzvah. And that's very limited. Meaning, how is it that there's an Isra Malacha Daraisa on Chol HaMoed, and yet you're allowed to do Davar Avid, you're allowed to do Paul Vein Loma Yochal, you're allowed to do Maisa, not Maisa Uman. There are all these different heterim, which we're not getting into the details right now, discussed in the first tour in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. How could that be? So some Rishonim say, because Malacha Chol HaMoed is Drabanan. But many Rishonim say it's Daraisa. So if it's Daraisa, I can have all these coolers. So that's what the Gemara says. Masra kasul v'chachamim. The Torah gives the power to the Chachamim to decide the contours of the mitzvah itself. It's not a din d'rabanan. It's not how to fulfill the din d'Daraisa. This is what the Torah meant. That's where the principle of Masra kasul v'chachamim is. So that appears in Chagig Yud Ches, and one other place in Bechoros Chavav, where it talks about before, when a Yisrael has a Bechor, he deals with different types of animals, he keeps it for 30 days, for 50 days, before he gives it to the Kohen. So the Kohen doesn't have to have it as a baby animal. So the other Gemara also uses the concept of a lomasra nakas of ella lachachamim. But that's a unique type. That's not darshaning tameh hamitzvos. Those are specific areas where Chazal say, Rishonim add in a few more. Where else do we have masra nakas of lachachamim? Again, fascinating cases. The Ran, the beginning of the last parak of Yuma. Right, we know that there are exceptions to the rule of the inui on Yom Kippur. A king and a kala are allowed to wash their face. Why are they allowed to wash their face? Right, so some Rishonim say, Bali Atosis versus the Rambam. Some Rishonim say, well, only eating and drinking is Daraisa. All other Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Drabanan. Washing and anointing and Tashmish Amita and shoes, that's all Drabanan. But the Ran says, no, they're all Daraisa. All the Inuyim are Daraisa. How is it possible that the king and the Kala, Masra Kasa v'Chachamim. The Torah, the Chachamim were given the power in this regard. The Ran also quotes at the beginning of Luv HaGazel, when he's talking about different types of psulim, of hadar. This is hadar, this is not hadar. Therefore, he also uses it. But that is a very unique context. Again, Rishonim have an understanding to expand it a little bit. But still, we paskin lo darshin and time and tikra. So again, back to the question that the Minchas Asher, the Rav Asher Weiss asks, how is it that we have this din in the Torah called Hafaras Adarim, the husband can be made for Nidre Ishto, and all of a sudden, Tosfos here, and the Gemara says it. What's that based on? Kol ha noderes al das bailihi noderes. And that has halachic ramifications. What kind of ramifications? Even if it's a marriage derabanan, and even if it's going to prevent muksa like an argamara. So how do we base halacha based on that? So he says, well, we find it in other contexts too. We have it by Shemitah. Right, what is the machlokes in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, about Hillel's Prisbal. Is it a great thing? Is it a terrible thing? How can you say it's a great thing? How can it be a great thing? Right? The Shmuel says, how Prisbala Ubra the Dinahu. Shmuel says it's terrible. Why? Because everybody's supposed to be, you know, lending money and not collecting, and then all of a sudden Prisbal, everybody's allowed to collect. And Rav Nachman says, no, it's amazing. Why is it amazing? Because the root of the din of Shemitah's Ksafim should be doing chesed. But Hillel saw that people weren't doing the basic chesed of lending money. So he said, the super duper chesed of not collecting loans, I'll forego that. I have to figure out a way to get the main din of lending money back. That's Prusbal. So again, Rav Nachman, isn't that Darshin in time of Dekra? The Torah says, don't collect money. So how could Rav Nachman say that? Isn't Prusbal Darshin in time of Dekra? There's a major machlokes aposkim, again, regarding the Heter Mechira. Right, one of the Heter Mechira problems is Lo Sachanim, giving Chanoya Bekarka to non-Jews, allowing Arabs to own parts of Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what about if it's going to be worse for the economy in Eretz Yisrael to not sell the Karka to the Arabs? Because again, what's the message of Lo Sachanim? Don't let them be here. But what if I fulfill Shemitah Kilchasa totally, and I don't give it to the Arabs, but then that's going to ruin the whole economy, and it's going to be less of a stronghold of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and others. The Chazon Ish says, you can't sell the land to the Arabs. It's an Isra of Lo Sachanim. While the Yeshua's Malko and others say, no. It's Vavu Bisha Asr Liton. This is Yeshua's Malko in Yeradea Simin Nunhei. He says, Vavu Bisha Asr Litim Limkor Karka Eretz Yisrael. Kivat Shu Latovas Hayishuv. Pshita Deinkan Isra Lo Sachanim. There's no Israel of Sachanim here. So again, isn't that Darshin and Taima Dekra? We're darshining what's the reason for Shemitah's Ksafim? What's the reason for Lo Sachanim? It's the same kind of problem. So again, these are just some examples. But Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Chukas develops the idea that it must be that Chazal had the following distinction. There's a difference between a Tam HaMitzvah and Hagdoras HaMitzvah. We can't figure that out. But the Rishonim and Chazal figured out what does it mean, the reason behind the mitzvah? Meaning we do the mitzvah for what? Or we do the mitzvah what? Is it a what question or a for what question? right? All of these, by Shemitah, or by Nedarim, the Rabbanim weren't saying it's the Tama Mitzvah of Hafaras Nedarim. They're saying that's the definition, that's the inner workings of the Mitzvah, of Kol Nedaris Hadas Ba'ilon Nedaris. That's the Lashon of Tosfos. If you look back at that Tosfos in Maseches Nida, that's what Tosfos seems to say. It's not a Tama Mitzvah. Tosfos says, where is it again? Memvav, Mishum Da'amar Rachmana Bal Mefir Kamar. Because the Torah says that, that's why Chazal say, De La Olam Adas Tohino Deris. This is the din. It's not a tam. It's not a step two. It's a what question, not a for what question. For what? And just another example, a Rishon who says a Beferish. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, a suffix. Bamitzia daf tzadi. Bamitzia daf tzadi malav. The Gemara says, we know there's an Isra muzzling your animal. Isra muzzling the animal. What happens if my animal is working in my field and the animal is having such stomach issues? So if the animal eats this food, these things on the, it's going to be masriya, it's going to have diarrhea, it's going to be in pain, it's going to be very bad for the animal. Am I allowed to muzzle the animal in that case? The Gemara has that suffix. If the whole Isra muzzling an animal is that animal's not in pain. But what if the animal eats, it's going to be terrible for the animal. So the Tosfos HaRosh, right there, Tzadi Amar Aleph and Bamitzia, Haisa Ocheles Umasir Ezetz Mahu, it says the Tosfos HaRosh, Afilu Lamanta Lo Darish Taima Dekra, even if you say Lo Darshina Taima Dekra, so what's the suffix? Of course, muzzle the animal. If it's an Isra muzzling, Hainu Mishum De Pashti Dekra Mashma Ben Aniyah Ben Ashira, Aval Hacha, Pshita, derachmano lo azir elo letovasa shala behema. Imishum de malola, imishum de lo litztar. It's obvious that the pasuk is teaching us that don't muzzle the animal for the good of the animal, right? Because you're going to prevent it from getting pain, or you're going to help it. But if it's the opposite, so this side of the suffix at least is that this isn't a time of the kra. This is the kra. And that's a very important yisod in the context of many different mitzvahs. But again, we have it right here by Nedarim of Kol Nedaris Al Das Baili Hinodaris by Hafaras Nedarim brought up here. Shabbos Mem Vav Amid Beis. Interesting. Shabbos Mem Vav Amid Beis, Nida Mem Vav Amid Beis. Both of them, Daf Mem Vav, the two places where it comes up. Okay, we'll stop here.